Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com. My name is Steve Hamilton, and in this show we're going to discuss SQL Server 2008 operating system requirements. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. Okay, let's get started. Well, before we even look at the SQL Server 2008 operating system requirements, the very first thing that we need to identify within our SQL Server 2008 environment is what version of the system are we going to install. And this is really important. We can say, oh, we want to look at operating system requirements, but that doesn't really mean anything unless you know what you're going to install. I mean, you could say, well, maybe I just want a sedan, but I really want a sports car. Maybe I want a sports car and I really want a sedan. So we got to figure out specifically what flavor of SQL Server that you want to install first. And even before we do that, we have to determine, are we going to be on a 32-bit system or a 64-bit system? And I will tell you today from practical experience, most enterprise-wide environments are all going to be on a 64-bit system. As a matter of fact, even when you buy your home computers today are purchased on 64-bit system. I know about a year or so, I went out and I bought a computer for my house, and it was a 64-bit dual-core system. And I'm like, why do I need this at my house? So almost all systems today are going to be a minimum of 64-bit. The advantages of a 64-bit system really isn't so much speed, but it's the memory limitation. If you're on a 32-bit system, your memory is going to be limited to anywhere from 3 to 4 gigabytes. If you're on a 64-bit system, on a Windows-based system, I think you can have memory up to 1 terabyte. So please keep that in mind. I mean, are you going to be on a 32-bit or 64-bit system? Now, is it going to be a 32-bit or 64-bit operating system, or is it going to be a 32-bit or 64-bit SQL Server edition? I will tell you from practical experience, you're probably going to want to have a 64-bit operating system and a 64-bit SQL Server system. Can they be different? Yes. I mean, you can have a 64-bit operating system and a 32-bit SQL Server system, but you cannot have a 32-bit OS and a 64-bit SQL Server. It just doesn't work that way. So the operating system can be greater than your SQL Server environment. So I would recommend to have it be 32 to 32 or 64 to 64. Now, the next thing that we're going to take a look at is what flavor do we want to install? Do we want to install the Enterprise Edition, the Standard Edition? Do we want to install the Developer Edition with tools, or do we want to install the Express Edition? Well, obviously, if you're going to deploy SQL Server 2008 into an enterprise-wide system, you're going to do the enterprise solution, because the enterprise solution is going to be the solution that you're going to use to run your system. Okay, we've kind of already made the determination that it needs to be a SQL Server 2008 64-bit type of install. Now, if you're just going to do development work, what are you going to deploy on your development environment? Well, that's probably going to be your SQL Server 2008 Developer Edition. Again, that will probably be a 64-bit solution. Now, if you just want a heads-up, down-and-dirty install, you can also deploy the SQL Server 2008 Express Edition with tools. But I will tell you, for my money and most of my organizations that I have dealt with in production, we are going to deploy the Enterprise Edition 64-bit to our production systems and the Developer Edition to our developers. So once we've made that decision, we're good. Now, what is supported? Okay, SQL Server 2008 operating system we will support the type of operating systems that are supported. We will support SQL Server 2008 R2 with an Itanium chip. We can support SQL Server 2008 SP2 with an Itanium chip. We will support a Windows Server 2008 SP2 with an Itanium chip. We will support a 2003 server SP2 with Itanium Enterprise, and a Windows Server 2003 R2 SP 64-bit with Itanium Data Center. So those are our, so far, our operating systems that are supported. Now this is what is supported on SQL Server 2008 Enterprise Edition. The minimum memory requirements for SQL Server 2008 Enterprise Edition will be a minimum of 1 gigabyte of RAM, a recommended of 4 gigabytes. Now, I've been a practicing DBA and computer consultant for about 20 years now, and the rule of thumb is deploy as much memory as you can. So if your system is configured with 16 gigs of RAM, well, then configure it with 16 gigs of RAM. This also tells me that you're on a 64-bit system, because a 32-bit system can only support up to 4 gigs of RAM. The maximum amount of memory that is configurable with a SQL Server 2008 Enterprise install is whatever the operating system will allow. Now, on a data center, on a 64-bit data center environment, I believe the maximum amount of memory is going to be about 1 terabyte. Also, the minimum requirements for SQL Server 2008 64-bit install, the minimum processor needs to be at least an AMD processor or an Intel Xeon or an Intel with EM64T support. The processor speed cannot be anything less than 1.4 gigahertz. We recommend to be at least 2 gigahertz or faster. Now, I will tell you this. All of these CPUs are probably relatively old. You will have to look long and hard to find a processor that's only 2 gigahertz, so you shouldn't have any problems with those minimums. The SQL Server 2008 Enterprise Edition will support a Windows Server 2003 SP Data Center, a Windows 2003 SP2 Enterprise Edition, Windows Server 2003 SP2 64 Standard Edition, as well as a Windows Server 2003 Data Center Edition. Additional OSs that will be supported within SQL Server 2008 Enterprise Edition will be Windows Server 64-bit Enterprise Edition, Windows Server 64-bit Standard Edition, Windows Server 2008 Data Center Edition, Windows Server 2008 Data Center without Hyper-V. We will continue to support Windows Server 2008 SP2 Enterprise Edition, Windows Server 2008 without Hyper-V, Windows Server 2008 Standard Edition, and Windows 2008 Standard without Hyper-V. Now, if we're going to install SQL Server R2 Standard Edition, SQL Server R2 Standard Edition, the minimum requirements for the Standard Edition are going to be a 64-bit AMD chip, an Intel Xeon, an Intel EM64B chip, a minimum of an Intel Pentium 4. The processor can be no less than 1.4 gigahertz, and we recommend 2 gigahertz or higher. We will the Standard Edition, some of the big things and the differences of the Standard Edition of SQL Server 2008 is it will support Windows Vista. It will also support Windows 7. It will also support Windows XP Professional. So on SQL Server 2008 R2 Standard, pretty much we can deploy this to Windows Vista, Windows 7, as well as XP. It does support Windows 7 XP, Windows 7 64-bit Professional, as well as Windows Vista SP2 Ultimate, Windows Vista SP2 Enterprise, and Windows Vista SP2 Business. As far as the overall operating system requirements on SQL Server 2008 Standard Edition, it has to have a minimum of 1 gigabyte of memory, recommended 4 gigabytes, but it will not support anything more than 64 gigabytes. I hope you've enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Steve Hamilton. If there's a show you'd like to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogo.com.